Good afternoon, sir. Put this window all the way down for me.
That's the audio from a recent traffic stop in Claymont, recorded on a Newcastle County police officer's dash and body cameras. Department spokesman Tom Jackson says the body cams are the new normal in good police work.
This is just kind of what society's called for, and to become part of policing. It also enables us, the police department, to demonstrate transparency and openness in their interactions with the community.
Jackson says they'll deploy 10 cameras, mainly on patrol officers. That's on top of the in-car cameras they already use, but Jackson says dash cams don't catch everything.
The majority of our stuff is done out of the car, so it's, outside of a traffic stop. We're out of the car doing investigations. We're doing interviews. We're, walking into crime scenes. We're doing all kinds of things outside the car. And I think we're going to have a lot more footage come forward with the body cameras.
That means more data for the department to store, and that can be expensive. They're already maxed out with dash cam footage, so Jackson says the pilot program will help them see how much more storage they'll need to buy for the body cameras. They'll also be testing different brands of cameras before outfitting more of their 380-person police force. The first cameras Newcastle is testing run around $900 apiece. Jackson declined to release the department's full policy on when officers have to turn the body cameras on because it's still in development. At this point, he says officers will generally use the cameras in, quote, any enforcement action, traffic or pedestrian stop, plus other calls to service. Officers will have discretion to turn the cameras off in sensitive situations, like while speaking with witnesses or tipsters who don't want to be recorded. Annie Ropeek, Delaware Public Media.